All right, everybody, what's going on? Good morning. We're coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee, and I get to talk to a fellow Philly guy, which I'm super excited about, a guy that knows how to do cheesesteaks. It's amazing. Nashville has no idea, but they're going to know after this. But today's show and every show is brought to you by Next Home Brandywine out in Downeytown, Pennsylvania. Dan Peasy and his team of professional realtors, they provide you with guidance, knowledge, and information for all buyers and sellers. Go to nexthomebrandywine.com for all the details or to contact an agent. They do service Philadelphia and the surrounding counties, but nationwide referrals are available because there is offices in 48 of the 50 states. So like I said, go to nexthomebrandywine.com or just call directly 484-364-4862. That's 484-364-4862. Be sure to ask for the NH5 listing special and tell them Totally Driven Entertainment sent you. And here he is, the man of the hour, the man, the myth, the Nashville legend himself, Zaire, man. Zaire of It's a Philly Thing.
How you doing?
Good, man. Good. Dude, I am so excited to talk to you finally. We've been trying to get this going and we finally got it hooked up. And, man, it's so. First off, I'm repping Philly. I got my Flyers hat on. I got my Eagles jersey on. Come on.
Yeah, that's Philly. I love every Philly sports team. So,
absolutely. So, how long have you been here in Nashville?
Been in Nashville since 2014.
Okay.
Came here for school. My undergrad at Tennessee State University, Big Blue, and then after I was done, I wound up staying here. 2018. So I've been living here ever since I graduated.
Wow. Were you originally planning to stay here after school anyway, or it just happened?
I hated Nashville. After my freshman year, I was like, man, they don't have no good food down here. You know, I wish they had a cheesesteak. They don't have no water ice. They don't got no, like, it's nothing like Philly. So it was like,
no.
A whole different, like, going from the north to the south. It was just a culture shock. And I didn't like it. You know, I was like, I didn't want to adapt to it, so after a while, I kind of adapted to it. It seemed it's cool after a while, you know. It was definitely.
What part of Philly are you from?
Olney.
Okay, nice. So, back home in Philly, did you have a cheesesteak place? Did you work in a cheesesteak place?
No, but I was always eating them growing up, and it was like kind of you from Philly, so. You always don't go to the store and get them. You can either make them in your house because they sell like the packaging and
right.
Market. So people that's from Philly know about ShopRite. It's kind of like our Kroger.
Yeah.
To take them or whatever you get and you make it at home and you try to make the best cheese that you like. I'm going to try to make it just like how I go get it from Pat's, Gino's, Max's or one of those places. You're like, I'm going to try to make it like theirs. That's what you always did growing up. So,
so. My background, I used to own my own pizza shop in, my family's from South Philly. I was, grew up in Upper Darby.
Okay.
And I lived in Upper Darby for 27 years. And then I was Delaware County for the next, 27 years until I moved here to Nashville a year ago. Okay. And, so when I was 18, I owned my own pizza shop. Yeah. So I did pizzas, cheesesteaks, and the whole thing. And I've been saying since I came here is, I'm getting behind the grill of one of these places, and I'm going to show them how to make a real cheesesteak.
I appreciate it.
But I want to know, like, maybe can you answer this question?
You got to come past.
Well, why does people think green peppers go on a cheesesteak?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I was telling them it's like it's not original, but it was like, oh, you got to have the green peppers. You got to have this. You got to have that. And I was like, on the original Philly, it just really comes basic, and that's what like a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah.
A lot of the West Coast stuff, they get mixed up with the East Coast stuff. So, like, there's a difference. They try to put everything top. It kind of messes it up.
It does. It really does. So, You actually started with just the food truck, correct?
I started out in my dorm.
Okay.
So I was just messing with the idea. I was like, hey, I'm going to bring some water ices down. Because I used to always ask people, like, have you ever had water ice? They're like, a snow cone? I'm like, nah, nothing like it. It's different. So I was like, maybe I should try to start some water ice stuff. So I started doing that on my dorm, and it kind of picked up on campus a lot. So a lot of people were just, like, hitting me up all the time, knocking on my door, like, all hours of the night. Just, you know, I was something. So I started moving around campus. I started doing the more campus, and then I started doing events outside of campus, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna try to get a food truck down here, or just like the food trailer, just to sell the Italian ices on.
Okay.
Now I named it It's a Philly Thing because Philly Water Ice, you know, is real big in Philly. So
right.
I started doing that, and I started doing a lot of events. People were like, oh man, you had no Philly cheesesteaks? I was like, no, we just got water ice. So so I just kind of put it back in my mind. I always kind of wanted to add it on, but people kind of were just like tearing me up about it. It was just like, how are you going to be called It's a Philly Thing without no cheesesteak? So that's when we started doing the egg rolls. The egg rolls are really popular. I was doing egg rolls and water ice. I was going to a lot of like corporate companies to lunch, just different events. And then I was like, you know what? It's time to add the cheesesteak. So that's when we added the cheesesteak last August. And here we are this August. It picked up really fast.
So you said you started like with the cheesesteaks, doing the cheesesteak egg rolls. What was it, because you were trying to like think, like, first off, there's no real rolls down here to do a true cheesesteak? Was that part of the problem?
That was one of the problems. I was like, I really don't want to do a cheesesteak if I don't have an Omarosa roll. So I started doing the egg rolls, because at first the truck was kind of like a treat truck.
Okay.
Treats, and I started doing the pretzels as well, but I was trying to get more and more Philly pretzels shipped down here, but it's kind of hard getting to always ship 800 miles.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to figure out how I get the cheesesteak there. I'm going to figure out how I'm going to get the Omarosa rolls. So I was like, once I get the Omarosa rolls, then I can do the cheesesteak. So I did the egg rolls from like maybe March of last year all the way to August. And then the Omarosa rolls finally came in. And I was like, okay, that's what we tried it out. And after that, people were like, man, like, we love the cheesesteaks. And I couldn't stop after that. So
that's awesome. Now, how does that happen? Like, how are you getting them shipped down? I mean, do they fly them down here? Like,
they ship them. I get them shipped to a third party company. So, they ship them and they hold them for me. And then whenever I need them, I just call them up and I'll get some. They freeze them, so they come frozen.
Okay.
So after they bake them, they freeze them. And then all I do is just, you know, let them unthaw and then they're ready to go. They fluff right up.
Man, I remember many nights when I had my pizza shop. They used to have the Omarosa Bakery. I think it was like at 49th and Baltimore Avenue. And like on Fridays and Saturdays, we used to be open at 2 o'clock in the morning. And by like 11, 12 o'clock at times, you know, which I see you guys do, you run out of rolls. And I'd be driving down there like, you know, at midnight to go get more rolls to make it through the night.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of restaurants in Philly have their problem. They just work until they run out of rolls, or until the rolls aren't fresh anymore, and they just, oh, we closed today.
Right. So, it's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, that's a problem that you have. Like, I've seen, I mean, you guys run out of rolls, or there's times you're even running out of meat. Like,
when we first started, it was like a real bad shortage on meat, especially through our supplier. So, COVID, so we didn't have that much meat, so I literally did not expect it to be as popular as it was at the beginning. I thought it would pick up eventually as more and more people found out about it. But somehow, some way, a lot of people thought that we were opening up in May, and it has just been slammed ever since.
Yeah, people need to like follow the social media page, because I mean, you guys put it up there like on Instagram and all a lot, where you know, you guys open, is it 11 a.m.?
12.
And people are lining up at 11 a.m. waiting for you to open.
Yeah, exactly. Or people are showing up sometimes when we're not open. Like, oh, man. Like, I think no one around here uses Google Maps.
So, now, you took the food truck and you made that, like, you know, a stay one spot now. Like you're set up over in by the Staples up on Route 70.
Yeah, so well, we have the physical location now, and then we're gonna take the food truck that we originally used, and we're probably around like October, probably gonna launch that, and that's gonna be mobile in a couple of days throughout the week. So we probably go over like maybe like some North Nashville, East Nashville areas, and just try to basically just set up, or go set up like 3 times a week, so we can kind of do both.
And, nice.
So we can add more and more.
Now, something that I also think is really cool that you do is, you know, you have limited hours. It's not like, you know, you're open 12 hours a day, which is great for you because it doesn't burn you out and you're off a couple, you have a couple of days that you're actually closed. And it also kind of, it makes the people want it more that you have limited time. So it's a smart marketing thing to do.
So it's pretty cool that way. And, people they be killing me about the hours. Man, you need to change your hours. They but like it's cool because people can only get it at a certain time, and
yeah,
they just, you know, is always like, I think that even if we opened up more hours, it still would kind of be even chaotic. But
yeah,
those hours that we are doing really good. So
that's awesome. Now, how about the physical location? You know, you guys were set to open right around the whole start of the pandemic,
yeah.
And that which delayed your opening. Did it kind of scare you? Did you think like, oh man, like we're going to end up failing because of the pandemic before we even open?
Yeah, I kind of didn't. I didn't know what to expect really. And then like we were trying to open up in February because we kind of actually got the spot over like in November. It was kind of even crazy how that even happened, but. The pandemic just kept pushing everything back. Like everything kept getting delayed. And then, once it was time to open, it was just like, we didn't know what to expect. I'm like, I don't know if people are coming out anymore because of COVID and people.
Right.
So it was just like, we're just going to have to see. So yeah, it was blessing them.
What are people's reactions that have never had a true Philly cheesesteak when they get yours and they open it up and then they bite into it? Like, do you see the reaction on their face? Like, oh my God.
Some people are just like, especially when I used to do the food truck, like, it was kind of even cool because like sometimes you could see people sitting in the car. Like I just see it, like people, they won't even make it out. Like they really go to the car, sit down and they eat it. And they just like sit back and just like, I know me eating the full cheesesteak is, it can put you to sleep. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
People, they like the Yelp reviews that I've been reading, people that never had a real cheesesteak, they was like, man, it's a lot of meat, it's great, it's just like I never had nothing like it before. And it just kind of makes me feel like able to get people a piece of my home, and it's just like, it's, you know, people, something they never had because they never been to Philly. It's just really cool feeling to be able to provide that to them.
Yeah, it's funny, a cousin of mine, he would call me every month and he's like, yo, come on, cuz, we gotta open a cheesesteak place down there. You gotta open a cheesesteak. He's like, I'll put the money up. You know, you find a storefront and we'll do this. Come on. And I was just like, man, I don't know. I I've said that people down here would be blown away by it, but then like the pandemic, I'm like, I don't think right now is a good time.
Yeah, because like I actually been like, I used to work at Auntie Anne's growing up, so it was like I always kind of wanted to have my own. At first, I wanted my own Auntie Anne's, and then kind of being down here just kind of showed like. People just need like people like, I've never been in Philly before. They always ask me like, how's Philly? So I thought that was like kind of like a good idea because I didn't know, because if people like, man, I don't, because you know, some people, they're not going to try it. They never really had it. So
yeah,
they really liked it a lot.
Yeah. And what, back home in Philly, what was your favorite? Who had your favorite cheesesteak?
I really go to Max's. On Broad Street, it's like by Temple.
Okay.
Alessandro's, I like them a lot. I also like Ishka Bibbles on South Street as well.
Yes. I heard a lot about them before, just right before I moved here. Like a few people were telling me about it. And I wanted to try them. I never did.
Ishka Bibbles is really good. I like Max's a lot. I think it's because it's close to my house. But they are really good. And the Alessandro's is really good. I really, Pat's and Gino's, you know, that's kind of a touristy. So I like
yeah.
Um, And then I like chicken fillets mainly. So Jim's, I really, they only sell beef, so I really don't go to Jim's like that. Yeah. But it's actually this place I just recently came across. I cannot remember the name. They sell a jerk chicken. It's called Grubaholics.
Okay.
It's called Grubaholics. They got a food truck, and they sell jerk chicken cheesesteak. It's the best thing I ever had. Like,
wow.
Jerk chicken cheesesteak, and I was mad because I brought it, and I shared it with my girlfriend, and I was kind of mad because I didn't have like, I was like, it was really good. Like, whenever I go home, I try to find them. They're really good.
That's awesome. Now, how about you? Do you get yours with wit or without?
Depends on the day. Depends on the day.
Do you have to teach the people when they come up to order how to order it correctly?
Yeah, because then, you know, some people are just like, I'm gonna put a sign up, because you know how back in Philly is like, when you come,
yeah,
you gotta know what you want, because it's like they come to the window, well, like, you know, I try to tell them like, hey, you gotta get it. And then we already put the original, like, kind of like the original style on there, so people can just like, okay, just give me that, and then they, you know, just kind of speed up the process. The people just did it, like, oh, I don't know what to try, and they were trying to add all the toppings and all that, and I was like, nah, you don't do that. Yeah.
Now, how about something I've noticed too since I've started doing this Nashville restaurant review? I notice it especially with a lot of the barbecue spots in town. On their social media and on their Instagram, there's a lot of support from, like, it seems like the fellow restaurants. Like, it seems like there's a nice community there where they support each other. It's not like a true competition. It's right. There's a support system. Have you seen that? Have people reached out to you?
Especially when I was doing the food trucks, I got a lot of friends. Slim and Huskies, those are my frat brothers. So they support, and they say stuff here and there. I talk to them. Mainly. Stuff like that. Rhythm and Spice. That's my good friend. He's cool. Rhythm and Spice. Roll Forever Ice Cream. Those girls. They own a ice cream truck. Road ice cream truck. So they kind of support a lot. So it's like it's a lot of different people that kind of support. We show love. And then it's another guy I just met. It's like Fat Belly Pizza. Pretzel. Fat Belly Pretzel. Yeah. So it's definitely a lot of support in the restaurant business. People support, you know, they comment on each other's pages and stuff like that. So that's really cool.
Yeah, I was actually like kind of almost surprised, because I think back home in Philly, it wouldn't be like that. It would be you know what I mean?
And I tell people, like, down being in the South is it's really a lot of support and love. Down,
yeah.
Like different from up north, a lot of people support and a lot of people are willing to lend out a helping hand. So like that's really cool, and it helps you out a lot too, because you know it's not always everybody you know trying to fight to the top. It's people trying to help each other out. Hey, mm-hmm. Hey, you can do that. Because even one of my friends owns a restaurant. He was like, hey, during the pandemic I did this, so the pandemic's coming back around in the fall, you should try to do this. You know, just giving like each other tips and stuff like that, or trying to motivate each other here and there.
Nice.
Like, it's just somebody you can call, like, hey, I got a question with this, and whatever advice we can get to each other, we just kind of help each other out. So, like, that's really cool.
That's awesome. So, I mean, this seems like this is going to be your new career now. You went to college and all. What did you end up going to school for?
I went to school for mass communications with a minor in entrepreneurship.
Okay.
So, but I eventually want to use my mass community. I want to write movies. That's
the cool.
I want to just have the businesses doing really well, so where I can, you know, take a step back and pursue my other dreams. That's another one of my lifelong dreams as well. So.
That's cool. That's what I was gonna say too. Like the way you have your schedule too, you're still able to. I don't know if you're still going to school or pursue other things. You know, since you do have 3-4 days off a week.
Yeah, so we really trying to it's not gonna be like that soon. And then I'm really trying to start preparing for next summer, so like the beginning of next year. So we're trying to, you know, add a Ward Ice truck so we can have that going around the city and just start doing like some wholesaling or some Ward Ice, you know, just there's a lot of different things we're gonna do. So I really ain't probably gonna have any days off coming soon.
That's so part of being an entrepreneur though.
Yeah, I'm enjoying while I can, because there's really not days off. Days off really anyway.
right. So what is, let's tell everybody what the schedule is.
So right now we're open from Wednesday to Thursday, 12 to 5:30, and then Friday and Saturday, 12 to 7:30. And we're looking to extend Sundays just for dessert day, but like Ward Ice and Egg Rolls, so probably 12 to 5:30 those days as well.
Nice. And let's give everybody the address.
Oh, 7609 Highway 70 South, Nashville, Tennessee, 37221. And we're located right next to Staples and right behind the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 70 South.
Yeah, I mean, when you drive by, you just have to look for the – it's a Philly thing set up over there in the corner, and look for the line. You can't miss the freaking line.
Yeah,
hey, man, this is great finally catching up. I'm coming up there this week. I'm getting a cheesesteak, finally.
Let me know when you come so we can definitely talk.
I will, for sure, man, for sure. Yeah, man, it's great talking to you. Hit me up on Facebook. Let's keep in touch, and let's show Nashville what Philly is all about.
Definitely Philly. So, man,
right on.
I follow the page and come show love. It's a Philly thing. We're going to be open.
Yeah.
Cheesesteaks.
Check them out. Facebook, Instagram. I mean, you see the cheesesteaks and you just want to drool and you want to take a nap because you're going to go into a food coma.
Definitely.
Thanks, Zaire, man. Great talking to you.
Have a good one.
You too.